the town of Goma is now firmly in the hands of the M23, the AFC, and their Rwandan allies. This is what I'm hearing from everybody. The situation in Goma is calmer today. There's not been shooting, and so people are about to go to venture outside for the day today.
You talked about the Rwandan allies, but Rwanda has on numerous occasions denied their involvement in the Congo. They say unequivocally that they are not present in the Congo, and if anything, that M23 rebels are Congolese. They are not Rwandans.
Nobody can doubt that the M23 are from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Many of the people in the M23, even more so the AFC, which is led by Mr. Corneille Nangaa. So there's nobody disputing the fact that the principal leaders inside of the M23 are from the Democratic Republic of Congo, including the president and other people. But that still does not negate the fact that Rwanda is involved in this war and is on the side of the M23.
What does M23 plan to do now that they have captured Goma? Do they plan to move ahead, capture the towns? What is their ultimate goal?
President Kabila and the Congolese Armed Forces had smoked out the M23 when Tshisekedi took power in 2019. But the president of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Tshisekedi, made a mistake. And the mistake was to bring in the M23 as an alternative to the Congolese Armed Forces to ensure his protection.
Do you just say that President Tshisekedi actually brought in M23 to support him as an alternative army to the Congolese forces?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that the M23 had been smoked out by President Kabila, and the person who brought the M23 back into the fold, who brought them back into play, is President Tshisekedi himself, who brought them back into the Democratic Republic of Congo to begin working with him.
Why are you basing that?
These are facts from Tshisekedi's entourage himself, and also from the M23 themselves. They've said they were brought back to the Democratic Republic of Congo by the current president of the DRC.
There are some people who have accused the former president that he's partly involved with what we see. Are those accusations based on any merit?
President Kabila is not interested in an armed insurrection against the Congolese government. President Kabila is no way involved in any kind of military opposition, any kind of armed insurrection against the Congolese government. Kabila is nowhere close to any activities of that nature.